Welcome, everyone, to the blessings of Christ on this Christmas Eve day. It's beautiful here, almost like spring with sunshine, and I know for a lot of you, you're set up for a white Christmas. I hope that wherever you are, whatever the outside weather is, it's beautiful weather inside, and that you are set up for a miraculous experience and blessings of this holy day. So I would like to begin by just welcoming our community, our congregation, and let's hear from people who have come to ask for a blessing. Let's begin taking names and requests. So we have a caller from, we have Elizabeth Grant. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Glenda. I just wanted to request a blessing for our planet and every single person on it today to bring love and light, tolerance and understanding between all nations. And a special Christmas blessing for my friend George French, who I asked for a blessing last week for his heart situation. And
yes,
a blessing for you for all you do all through the year. You're a miracle on the earth and we love you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. And yes, we will all be blessed by this blessing and for you as well. So we have Stormy. Hi, Stormy. You're on. What would you like to say today?
I am here with my music to bless you and all that you do and all of your blessing givers. This is a blessed time, and we look forward to a beautiful new year.
Yes, we do.
I received a special blessing. My brother lost 4 pints of blood, and with circumstances the way they could have been, he might not have lived, and he is recovering and doing well. So that's a special blessing that my younger brother is still with us. And that's a special blessing.
That is great. I'm so glad. And we will extend further blessings to him for complete health and recovery.
Thank you, Linda.
And for you too, Stormy. We have...
Always.
And we'll be spiritually enjoying your music in the background. We have an international caller from, well, I'll just put you on. It's 321. That looks more like a Florida number to me, though. But it is 1-321-314-2574. Hello.
Hey, it's actually an Orlando number.
That's what I thought. I don't know why it came in with an international calling code, but anyway, it just shows you're reaching around the world.
It happened. But I'm very appreciative today for all the support from the spiritist community, and I had a really good blessing. I was invited by a foundation to help take some foster kids on a shopping spree for Christmas, so that kind of made my holidays. So I had a super good experience and appreciate the Spiritist community very much that I get to have that.
Oh, you are so welcome, and we appreciate you very much. So you are in our circle of blessing always. And we have a member from area code 780. Hello, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Desmond.
Okay.
I have a blessing request and acknowledgement. I love your book, and I think it is the most profound inner knowledge presented in the whole world. And I've done, like, all your courses, and I read your book every day, and I talk with Chris. And I think the best book for external is Anastasia, Creating a Space of Love. And I followed the Kabbalah spiritualists and the Taoist masters, the heavenly ones, and the Sufis. And I've gone through the Mahayana Buddhist teachings and all these teachings every day. I read and study. And I was just wondering if you knew if there's anything that's comparable to your book, your books, because I mean, even if I read all these things, I always kind of come back to your books, and your books are the most useful. Is there anything that you've found that you that is comparable to Jesus's your experience with Jesus? That would be a great Christmas present.
Desmond, I have never found anything that is comparable to Jesus. He is one of a kind. And wherever he has spoken in an authentic way through anyone are words that are worth reading again and again and listening to. And I'm not the only one he's inspired or spoken through. I'm not researched.
I've actually looked into those other books, and I'm not really nearly as a fan of them as I am. Yours is by far the my favorite.
Well, that's because mine came directly, and the others are processed through the mind working its way upward, and that does make a difference. But we can, I will be writing another book this year, God willing, and another hurricane doesn't hit.
Yeah, right. And you have more classes planned, obviously, for the next year.
Yes, I do. I certainly, it's entirely up to him because I rely on him to do the script writing. I convey the message and do the earthwork, but my power animal is probably an earthworm because that's what I do is earthwork.
You're hilarious.
But, no, it will be entirely up to him, but I do most definitely feel rumblings of that, and I know that it's going to be taken to another level, as you know it is every year. And he's giving me a little break right now, a little rest, which I need, and then we move forward. So just enjoy.
Well, blessings to you, Glenda, this Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Blessings to you,
thank
too.
Thank you. You sound great. Nice talking with you.
It's great talking with you, too. And Jean Marie, I see you're on. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. A couple of things. Number one, which website or whomever do I contact to get my email changed? I still receive things from my old email address, and I don't know where to go to get it changed.
Okay, send me an email, Jean Marie. I can take care of that.
Okay. And number two, just thinking about, you know, how this holiday seems to be in this country, I'm wondering if Yeshua had anything at all to say about how the celebration of his life happens in this country by chance. Was that ever mentioned?
No, it really hasn't. You know, after being with him, I certainly have my responses, and we all know that there is no exact historical certainty about the day of his birth. Mm-hmm. There, like so many things, we celebrate in regard to his life. They were often chosen as correlations to other established holidays in the ancient world. But one thing we do pretty much know is that his birth, his crucifixion was at our Easter holiday was at Passover, because we know that the event of his being on the cross required his body to be taken down from the cross before sunset on that day, and that it could not be touched or it could not be anointed or anything could be done until the Passover celebration was finished, which would be on our... And so we do know that that was an accurate and correct time. We know that the day of Pentecost was actually a Jewish holiday, a very important one, and that was when the Holy Spirit came to the earth. So we've got those anchored. We're not sure about his birth, but it's highly unlikely that it was actually December the 25th, for the very reason that there were lambs in the field and there were shepherds in the field. And in the Middle East, winter is very, very harsh and cold. And also, if it is true that they were traveling to Bethlehem, it would have been to fulfill obligations for a census, as the New Testament describes. And the census was always at Passover. Why? Very good reason why it was always at Passover, because part of the Passover celebration required the returning of people to their hometown, which means they were countable and accountable. And it would account for why Mary, in the last few days of a pregnancy, which were so vulnerable, would have ridden on a donkey to conform to a sacred obligation. And so what we would most likely suspect is that both the Alpha and the Omega of his life was Passover, which would then also correlate with the most sacred event of the ancient Jewish holiday, which is when God made his promise to the Hebrews to be liberated from slavery, to be liberated from the entrapment in Egypt and sent to the promised land. That's what Passover was all about. It's also, by way of extended application and extrapolation, the very meaning of Christmas. Because Yeshua came into this world to break chains for all of us, to liberate us from an obligatory past that has entrapped us and kept us from becoming all that we could be, so that we, in working through our spiritual options and opportunities, can arrive at the promised land. So the very meaning of his life, and most certainly the death and resurrection of his life, correlates with the Passover. And the fact of his birth being at Passover would certainly make sense to me. Mm-hmm. In terms of the behavior of everyone, even the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, to be out there in the harshness of winter with the apostles casually falling asleep while he was praying, doesn't make sense. In the springtime, it would make a lot of sense. Right. The lambs, the traveling to a hometown, it all makes sense.
Right.
But
I think it's proven, like it's easily proven, that it, no way Jose could it be this time of year. But I just wondered if by chance that he ever mentioned how we go about doing it here. I mean, obviously it's another holiday that was taken from the pagans, which most of the so-called Christian holidays are. But I just wonder if he personally had any, if that ever came up.
It never came up, Jean Marie. The thing is, he makes no condemnations of us. And if you really look at it, yes, this is a terrible, stressful, materialistic event for many people.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. That misses the whole point of his life.
Yes.
But at the same time, it is a sacred time of the year because it's when the sun pauses in the sky and comes back around toward us. And he said, I am the light of the world. And we are touched in our soul to light the light within us when darkness surrounds us. And we are led to appreciate the needs of others in the depths of winter and to turn our hearts to venues of charity. And all of these things honor his life. And the fact that we have celebrated Christmas this way through the centuries has built a lineage, shall we say, of families coming together, whole cultures joining in celebrations, sacred songs, sacred ceremonies. And so, like everything else, we need to look for the sacred within it and forgive the inequities.
Yeah, good point. Okay.
So that's kind of the way I feel about it, and I'm sure he's smiling as I say that because he generally smiles about most things I say.
Right, I believe that.
And we have another caller from area code 413. You're on. Hello.
Hello, Glenda. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz, California. Although right now I'm in Western Mass visiting my family. And I just wanted to call and just send my love and send my light to this beautiful community and to you. And I want to ask for protection for all of our families, and just let the healing come through us, let the light come through us, and the love come through us, and I just ask that I want to surrender all that is, it's not true, like the dark things that aren't true, the illusions of this reality, and I just want to keep affirming who I am, the light and love that I am, and just pass that to all of us.
This is an opportunity to do that. And I think, actually, the fact that Christmas in America is celebrated on both sides of the coin gives us a wonderful opportunity to make a choice about what it means to us.
Mm.
And we, as children of God, always have that choice. And the choices we make have a profound influence upon our life. Is there a specific blessing you would like to ask for, Sarah?
I just want to ask for a blessing for my family, for the healing of my family, and for my friend Scott's family, for healing for our families.
Okay, you have it.
Thank you, Glenda. Love you.
Love you, too. And we're going to take a caller from area code 310, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Can you hear me?
Of course.
Hi, this is Wendy, and I'm from Los Angeles. And first of all, I just want to thank you so much. I was just talking with one of my best friends, Cheryl, who's on the line now, too, about how we are so, so eternally, deeply grateful for you saying yes to Yeshua.
Yes,
has come through because it tunes, I know for myself, tunes me to the truth of my being every single day. And amazingly, no matter how many times I open your books, I'm newly inspired in a new and different level. And I thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And every time I open the book, instead of seeing the words, I see the faces of all the people in this world who have read those words. And that, to me, is my gift.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I also want to just say, Cheryl and I have also talked about this. I learned so much about how to be just a better, kinder, more graceful human being listening to you over the years and your compassionate and wise and clear responses to everyone. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. And all of you have provided an incredible platform of growth for me by trusting me with your heart and your soul and your questions. You've given me an opportunity to find the best in me, to respond to the best in you.
Beautiful. Well, I have a question, and I hope it's not off point today, but it's something that I hasn't quite clicked inside, no matter how many times I read about it. I do often the meditation of the Sacred Heart meditation that Yeshua gave, of resting my attention behind my heart, in front of my spine, and also entering from the backside in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't understand, I understand when I feel that oneness, and what I don't understand is the Holy Spirit. Those words, I understand God as a sense of an experience inside, and I understand my own existence here in this world. But I don't understand then the third component of the Holy Spirit. I'm wondering if you might.
Okay. I'll give you the best I can. All right?
Okay.
And actually, that's a very good question. I'm sure it's a question a lot of people actually do have. And let's start by just saying this. How could we see the Creator of all that is small enough to take into our consciousness and to know in a way that we could understand? Think about it. The Creator of all that is would have to be in tune with everything that is birthing, everything that is falling into dark holes, every other planet with conscious life on it, every form of life, everywhere in all existence. How could we ever, ever know that presence as a specific and unique person that we could really do a one-on-one on? But he has given us two gifts. One is he incarnated into a living human being so that we could see the presence of God fulfilled and made face to face to us so that we can see that it's possible in our life or the lives of others to become that greater portion that we think is impossible. And the second gift is that when we pray, when we have inspirations, when God talks to us, how do you know that it's God? How do you know? But you do know. You can feel it. It's not like anything else. It's different. And that's the Holy Spirit.
That feeling, that presence.
Yes. That's the Holy Spirit. It was described. Yeshua said, I will send to you a counselor who will be with you and stay with you to the end of time. He will teach you. He will answer all your questions. He will accompany you on all your pathways in life. Whenever you feel that presence of God walking beside you, coming into your mind or your heart, giving you guidance and information, that's the Holy Spirit. It's the presence of God that knows you personally and allows you to know him personally.
Oh, I like that. So I don't have to think of it as a third party.
Not really.
Puts me on tilt.
Not really. Or a big white dove. Those are just allegories. Because The mind is built in such a way that most human beings need to think of things as particulars. But you don't have to. The Holy Spirit is spirit. First and foremost, it's spirit. It's the spirit of God with you. That's what it is.
Okay. So I don't, so that's, that feels good. So it's almost the, my personal relationship with God, but it's.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got it.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Glenda.
You're
nice
welcome.
To you.
You're so welcome. And I loved being able to give you that message. And we've got time for one more from area code 512. You're on.
Hello, Glenda.
Hello.
It's Nancy.
Nancy, hi.
I just want to ask for a blessing, put some friends on the list for prayers. I have Carol and Laura and Jim who are all fighting cancer. And also my dearest friend Mary, who seems to be stuck, is she's there's a number of people that seem to be stuck on this thing is happening and it may be bad, or they, you know, mad at Democrats and mad at Republicans and mad at people just doing what they do, you know. So I just kind of go, let's kind of forgive and know and face that God is with us and that we'll be just fine. We've been through worse. We'll be fine.
Oh, absolutely. It's just people being people.
Right. Right. And,
I mean,
you know, but, yeah, to give them a little boost of faith to go that, you know, if you choose love instead of judgment, you'll be
exactly.
fine.
You know, the flashback of judgment is it comes back on you in the form of fear.
Yeah.
It comes whenever we judge, what comes back on us is in the form of resentment and fear and alienation and separation.
Mm-hmm.
Just not worth it.
I agree. I always thought way in time that any time that I made a decision based on fear, it was the wrong decision. If I do it with love and with kindness, I'm on the path.
Yes. So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, all right. So all of your friends and you are on our list, and everybody who's on the call is on the list for our Christmas blessing. And I really, really want to encourage all of you to hold in your heart the presence of Christ. He came to be a presence among us, to show us the more that we could be. Just as he said to the apostles, whatsoever I have done, you will do and more. He came to give that gift to us. And he gives that gift to us every day when we talk to him, think of him, take words of wisdom from him, listen to him, read his words in the New Testament, or in Love Without End, or just see him in the eyes of another person. We see him present with us. I am going to take one other call. Ken, I see you're on the line, and I don't want to leave you without saying at least hello to you. Did you want to ask for something?
Oh, Glenda, you are a dream come true, and you always have been, and you know that.
Oh, thank you.
I do have a, no question, but just a couple little blessings for a few very special people.
Okay.
My sister and her family, a good friend Maria, her son Jonathan, my son Bryce, and you.
Okay.
That's it.
You've got it.
Thank you so much. You have, through your stories and your prayers and your book and everything, that you've transformed at least one person's life very significantly in a very deep and meaningful way, and I really appreciate that, and thank you very much.
You are so, so welcome. And I would like to ask everyone's blessing for this year to be the year I write the book of blessings, which would be the messages of Christ that have come through me on the blessing calls. We have been doing the blessing calls now for over 7 years. We have almost 400 blessing givers. And this year we want to make 500. I will be scheduling a live blessing conference. Hopefully, I would say in February, might be as late as early March, but we want to make it late winter or early spring because I know that's a wonderful time for those of you in snow country to take a break. But we need to do it before spring break because then the hotel prices just go out the roof. And so I need to start planning, and I would love to hear from any and all of you who would like to come. Those who are already blessing givers will hear a very expanded explanation and report of the blessings and what we're doing in the world and where it's going. So don't hesitate to come again, a second and a third time. Those who never thought you could do this, but you feel a calling, follow the calling. I just need to know for more people, and I'll be writing pretty soon after Christmas, I'll write a letter asking for feedback so that I know from you how soon we need to do this and when we need to do it and how to do it, because I know we need to make the 500 mark this year. This is the year, and we are making a profound difference in our world in so many, many ways in the lives of so many people. So I just ask that our blessings be blessed, okay? And now I'm going to offer a prayer to the man of the hour, the man of the day, the Lord of our love and of life, who has drawn us together into a community to help draw out of this world the best that it can be and the love that it can offer. So everybody be prepared to receive a blessing. Just be seated, be quiet, be still. Empty your mind and open your heart. Okay? And I will offer this blessing to Yeshua. Oh Lord, my love for you is more profound than words can say. In fact, I empty my mind, for there are no words that can express my gratitude, my adoration, my reverence, my gratitude for your divinity, your holiness, your gift, your surrender, the example you set for all of us, and the life you gave to us. It is beyond words. We can only exemplify your life with love. And so in the spirit of love, I call everyone here together to receive your love, the great blessing, wisdom, caring, and nurturing of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of our Almighty Creator, our Father, and the Lord of creation. We join our hearts into one heart, that we may be one heart with you forever. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. blessing is complete. Now you need to rest for at least 7 minutes and receive. Don't think. Don't even pray. Just be a little love sponge and soak it up. Merry Christmas to everyone. And all of the love of God be with you. And the love of Christ. May this be a sacred event, a sacred day, and much love in your life. Bye-bye for now.